It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
We were speaking from the book of Luke, Luke 9, and we were finishing up on the 55th verse, and Jesus was answering the question that the disciples had asked him, and they wanted to know if they should call down fire, because the Samaritans would not allow Jesus to come into their village. So the disciples, James and John, they asked Jesus the question, well, should we call down fire and consume them like Elijah did? And Jesus answered them, and he said, he turned to them and he rebuked them. And this is what he said, and ye know not what spirit you are of. So the whole question for us today is, do you know what spirit that you're of? Some of us are walking around thinking that we have the devil spirit in us. And the devil lies. The Bible says he's a liar and he's the father of the lies. And so we're walking around here entertaining liars and people that's not doing the right things, people that are just evil through and through. That's not the spirit of God, saints of God. Verse 56 says, for the Son of Man is not come. This is how he answered those disciples when they asked him, should we call down fire? And he said, do you know not what manner of spirit that you of? For the Son of Man is not come to destroy them, to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And he went on another way. And he went on to another village. And the moral of this lesson is to you, saints, that we are called Christians or Christ-like. Do you know what spirit that you're of? I'm still asking you, do you know what spirit that you're of? Because there's so many people that are going opposite of God, and God is not pleased. God is a spirit. God never changes. We need to understand this about God. So when you're thinking you can like roll to the left a little bit, roll to the right a little bit, we just won't take up the seriousness of what the old scripture said and what the old preachers preached. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not cover thy neighbor's wife. Don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal, don't gamble, don't humbug. No i.e. feminine person is going to enter into the kingdom of God. No, we want to let them in.
morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
You see, God does not have a nature like most people view his nature. People look at God as though he's somewhere distant. Somebody look at God as though he's someone who is disinterested in what we are doing. Some look at God as God is unconcerned about what is going on in our life. Some look at God as though he's one that's sitting somewhere who is just vengeful, waiting for you to do something wrong so he can stamp your head. Some has looked at God as one who is fearful. But my God, my people, don't you realize that the God that we serve, he is full of mercy. I'm talking about mercy. He has the feelings of pity. He has compassion. He has affection. And he has kindness towards us. Praise God. There are two things that are essential in order for us to have God's mercy. Praise God. And look at those two things. I think we brought them out in Sunday school this morning. First of all, seeing a need and being able to meet that need. And guess what? God sees our need. And when he saw our need, he didn't just sit on it. Praise God. He acted. He did something. Praise God. You see, therefore he acted. He has mercy upon us. God withholds his what? He withholds his judgment. He withholds his condemnation of us. Praise God, when he looked at us and saw what our need was. Praise God. So he had mercy. He quickened us together with Christ. Amen. But not only do we see, praise God, the fact that why has God quickened us, praise God, but you want to know something else about God? God is full of mercy. Not only he is full of mercy, but God is full of love. Yeah. Amen. I'm talking about that agape love, that selfless and sacrificial love. I'm talking about a love of mind, a love of reason, a love of the will as well as of the heart and affection. Look what type of love it is. It is a love that goes so far that it loves a person even if he does not deserve to be loved. Praise God. It loves a person who is utterly what they call unworthy of being loved. I'm talking about love that is so compelled to sacrifice itself for its enemies. If I were to take an inventory here today and ask everybody here, is there somebody in here right now that you believe that don't feel that is not worthy of love? Anybody got anybody in their mind? Oh, I got a whole bunch of folks in my mind. Somebody asked me, he said, who in the world you think that shouldn't be, that don't need to be loved? Yeah. And I would say there's a guy that's sitting in prison out there in California somewhere. Who's the guy that killed Sharon Tate and all of them? What was his name? What was his name? Charles Manson. Somebody look at somebody like Charles Manson. Somebody look at somebody like David Koresh. Somebody look at and say that's a person that does not love, that deserve to be loved. But don't you know that God even loved them? Didn't love what they did. Didn't love how they think. But praise God, the love that he has, that love goes that deep, even to some who people think that is not deserving or not worthy to be loved. John 3:16 says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Paul picked that thing up in Romans chapter 5, verse 6, and says this. He said, for when we were yet without strength, what you mean by strength? When we were yet, praise God, without salvation, praise God, in due time, Christ did what? He died for the ungodly. Amen. At one time, you and I was just as ungodly as the other person. That's why I had to read verses 1 all the way through 3. Let us know that there was a time when we walked, praise God, just like this world walked, which means that we have no reason, because we are now saved, to look down our nose at nobody. It's only because of but God. Praise God. Romans 5:8 said that God commended his love towards us. In other words, in that while we were yet sinners, he allowed his son to die for us. Second question that we ask when we talk about this quickening us together, it says, when did God quicken and make us alive in him? Amen. The answer is very, very simple. It says that when we were what? Still dead. Say he quickened us together when we were still dead in our sins and in our trespasses. Didn't give you or me or nobody a chance to go and try to clean ourselves up. When we were yet dead, he quickened us together. Praise God. Amen. You see, before our conversion, man lived a life of death. Amen. We were dead. Somebody may ask the question, how can a man be living and yet be dead? The answer to this question is that we must first understand what the meaning of death is. Praise God. You see, death simply means that a person is separated, amen, either separated from his body or from God or from both. Amen. Amen. You see, death is the separation of a person from the purpose or the use for which he was intended. Now, can I tell you what we were intended to do? Amen. As born again believers, as creators, as creatures of our master, we were created to know, we were created to fellowship, we were created to worship, and we were created to serve God. But man does not do it. Praise God. If he worships at all, let me tell you what he does. He worships his own idea, a concept, praise God, of God. I'm talking about creating a God to suit his own notions. I'm talking about a God that would allow him to go ahead and live, praise God, as he or she wishes. That's folks' concept of God. I'm not that bad. I'm not as bad. But no, God created us to worship him. He created us so that we could praise him. He created us so that we can serve him. And when we don't do those things, my brothers and my sisters, amen, I got to remind us that we are separated from him, that we are dead in our trespasses. And our sins. Third question, when we talk about him quickening us, how did he quicken us? By making us alive with Christ. This is my second point. You see, Christ is alive. He is in heaven right now, face to face with God right now. Amen. And if you're a born-again believer, let me see the hands of all the born-again believers in here. You're a born-again believer. He is in heaven right now, face to face with God, interceding on your behalf and on my behalf. Amen. I believe one of the young kids, when they were doing that review this morning, say that God, I'm going to try to paraphrase what she said because I grabbed it as she was putting it out. She says that the God forgive the preacher of